McDonald's softball is on the air.
W-O-G-O, your sports station.
Coverage of the Lady Macs is brought to you by Royal Credit Union, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Toys and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, H&R Electric, Stelter Incorporated, East Loken and Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying, and Quality Propane and Fuels. And now the Lady Macs pregame show. It's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Chris Malika.
WOGO Macs, your sports station.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Overcast skies. We've got a great one brewing here, though, between McDonald and Fall Creek. Western Cloverbelt Conference rivals here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Caleb Swenson, Jason Bovey. And before we see these two square off, we'll hear from both head coaches, have our Toys and Ford keys to the game. But Jason, last time these two teams met, you saw it, and McDonald got to a point losing by a run there, but got to a point where they had the tying run at third in the seventh.
Yeah, we came out in that game. We jumped out to an early lead. And really, I thought, you know, we controlled the game for, you know, we won five innings out of the seven, but softball is a game of seven innings, and you got to play all seven to be victorious, especially against a team as good as Fall Creek.
Now, again, they are the defending state champs. What have you seen? They've won eight straight against McDonald. Last time McDonald beat Fall Creek was June 1st, 2021, when they swept a doubleheader. It's been a minute since we've seen McDonald able to get a victory against Fall Creek. What do they do especially well from your perspective?
So Coach Saransky, you know, something he does very well is his goal is to put pressure on the opposing defense with his short game, whether it's bunting, whether it's slapping. He's going to do whatever he can, and the key to getting, you know, is getting out, not letting these girls get on base and not letting them get to their short game.
So looking forward to seeing how McDonald can battle today. Again, Grace Harum, just a phenomenal pitcher for Fall Creek. We'll be going against Riley Christensen. And Riley, we saw her yesterday in McDonald's game as she came in relief of Kelsey Bremnes. And Riley pitched well. Again, she had a couple plays in the field get away from her, but she certainly got that gas, got the heat. And so we'll see if Riley goes the distance, if they'll mix some things up. But certainly an opportunity here against elite competition in the Fall Creek Crickets. Fall Creek gave up the first two runs of the game, I believe, on a homer to Stanley Boyd yesterday, and then ripped off 14 straight to win that one 14-2 over a very good Stanley Boyd team. McDonald wins 10-3 on the road at Bloomer last night. We'll step out and be back in 2 minutes. This is McDonald Lady Mac softball on WOG. Geo Sports, good to have you with us on WOGO.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken and Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken and Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Welcome back to Western Cloverbelt Conference Softball here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream. It's your Chippewa Falls McDonald Lady Max against the Fall Creek Crickets with head coach Brad Saransky of the defending D4 state champ Fall Creek team. And coach, saw McDonald already at your place. It was a battle. You were able to get the better of them that way. It's been eight straight that you beat McDonald, but it seems like they fight you to the end every time.
McDonald's got great players and a great program. There's a lot of tradition here, and every time we play each other, it's always a great game.
Now, you finally, again, got to state last year, got past Grantsburg, got to state, won the whole thing. But it seems like this year you're testing yourself with elite competition and the girls are hungry to repeat.
Yeah, we've got a solid schedule. We're just trying to get better every day and play our best at the end of the year. We got a lot of kids coming back, and we're just trying to sharpen things up and get better every game that we're out, and hopefully, like I said, play our best at the end of the year.
What have you seen so far from that late March, early April, those first games, that tournament? I believe you played a little bit further south, and then coming up to this point of the season over halfway through where you say, hey, we're better now than we were at the beginning.
I've just seen a lot of growth. Our at-bats are getting better every time. Grace keeps getting better every time she throws, and our defense improves each time out too. So it's all the little things that I see us getting better at, and that's what we're trying to do every day at practice. We really work on some very specific things that each player needs to work on, and then we hope that pays off as we go through the season on our journey.
Well, coach, weather's not ideal, but it should be a fun game today. We appreciate your time as always. Looking forward to another good one.
You bet. Thanks.
Head coach Brad Saransky of Fall Creek back after this with coach Rick Ruff of McDonald. This is WOGU's coverage of McDonald Lady Mac softball.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort.
MetropolisResort.com.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name brand apparel, home goods, furniture, even new scratch and dent appliances with warranty. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
Welcome back to McDonald Lady Mac softball pregame on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on Facebook and YouTube. Rematch, second time this season, McDonald and Fall Creek will tangle. Western Cloverbelt Conference opponents here with head coach Rick Ruff of McDonald. And coach, first time at their place, back and forth with Fall Creek. They got you by a run, but I believe you had the tying run at third in the seventh. What'd you learn from that game that you can build on for this second one?
Well, what we learned is we definitely got to play defense against the bunt. We got to make sure that we make good plays on defense and throw the ball where we need to in time.
When it comes to that defense, I know that's something you emphasized last night against Bloomer, too, and some mixed results last night, sometimes solid, and then sometimes a few errors that could be preventable. What do you emphasize? Is it just a mental focus?
Yeah, I think the last night's errors definitely were just being focused and taking care of business.
When you look at what Fall Creek does so well, obviously defending Division IV state champions, what do you say this is where they're really elite and tough to beat?
Yeah, they play that solid defense. They don't give you any extra runs, and they like to play small ball. I mean, they're going to put the ball on the ground, and you're going to have to play defense in order to get them out.
And finally, approach at the plate. Grace Harum, I would assume, is the pitcher tonight, and again, very, very talented.
Yes, she is. weather here today is not definitely in favor of any pitcher, so we're going to have to make sure that we're patient at the plate to make sure we're hitting balls that are in our hitting zones.
Coach, we're looking forward to it. We'll talk to you afterward.
All right, thank you.
Head Coach Rick Ruff as we continue McDonald pregame on WOGO Sports.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by May 31st, receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 5/31/25. Insured by NCUA.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald Baseball and Softball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls. Proud to back the Max.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Went with the curveball for a called strike three. Strikes out the side, five in a row.
Shepard gets a nice piece of this one, sends it out deep to center field, and it's gone!
The 0-2 pitch.
Swinging strike three, puncher out, and that's the game.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
Welcome back to McDonald Lady Max Softball on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Getting set for this one, Caleb Swenson along with Jason Bovey. Our camera operator is Gavin Bovey up at the WOGO studios in Hallie Carter. Jagger and Jason, as the captains are meeting here, again, a second collision between these two teams. We mentioned eight straight victories for Fall Creek. They were able to nip McDonald by a run over there at Fall Creek, and it's time for the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. What's McDonald need to do to make sure the outcome changes when, as Coach Ruff mentioned, the conditions aren't great for either pitcher tonight?
Two things, I think, Caleb. I think tonight, what I would like to see, and I think Coach Ruff would agree, is we need to play seven innings of good, clean softball. We need to take away the short game, stop the bunt, and, you know, we do that, you know, one pitch, one out, one inning at a time. I think good things will happen for us tonight.
Your Toyson Ford Keys to the Game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford, in Chippewa Falls. Make sure you check out in the upper left-hand corner of our WOGO live video stream, WOGO Sports on Facebook and YouTube. Check out that Metropolis Resort Smile Cam to catch all the in-game, in-dugout reactions today. It's constant smiles and fun at Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire with Action City, Chaos Water Park, on-site dining, on-site caribou coffee. Book your adventure today at MetropolisResort.com. That's MetropolisResort.com. Fall Creek in their white uniforms with the forest green tops, white pants, forest green socks, white numerals, black piping. McDonald resplendent in their home royal blue uniforms with the white pinstripes, white numerals, and gold piping. McDonald in white and gold across the chest. Of your starting lineups in just a few moments here on WOGO. We'll step out and be back in just a moment on WOGO Sports.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience
for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Welcome back. McDonald Softball on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube, WOGO Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Caleb Swenson, Jason Bovey with you. Gavin Bovey, our on-site video producer and camera operator. And I don't even know if we're going to have starting lineups introduced or not here. We'll see. I think they want to get playing as soon as possible.
I think we have some rain coming in around the 5:30, 6 o'clock range again, and I think they want to try to get going.
Indeed. So we will get going as well here on WOGO. Again, share that live video stream with a friend. WOGO Sports on YouTube. Subscribe. It's free. You can check out live games and highlights along with full game replays as well. So we will start off with Riley Christensen, the McDonald sophomore, in the circle for head coach Rick Ruff and co. Riley, number 7. The other end of that battery, fellow sophomore Lizzie Liebrandt behind the dish, number 9. Leading off for Fall Creek will be Kennedy Tum, the senior third baseman, number 8.
Usually we've had Kelsey start in most games. It's going to be nice to see Riley get the start and see what she can do.
Again, a lot of ability, and Chris Malik and I were talking about that last night, how you have two pretty different styles of pitching. Riley has a lot of heat with her fastball. She works pretty quickly. Kelsey, and you'd probably have even better eye on this, but it seems like Kelsey has a lot of pitches in her bag, and she's becoming more and more accomplished.
Yeah, I think Coach Ruff, I talked to him, and she uses 9 different pitches, and one of them is a screwball, and that screwball's been working pretty good for her lately.
And as a sophomore, that's something. Riley Christensen in the circle, talented sophomore for McDonald. She is leading the way in batting average for the Lady Macs. Kennedy Tum, the senior, stands in, takes strike 1 from Riley.
Kennedy Tum has been a notorious Mac killer over the years. good athlete.
And the defending Division IV state champions, the Fall Creek Crickets. 0-1 pitch, strike 2 call. 7 seniors in the starting lineup for Fall Creek, but they've got some very talented freshmen as well. Couple in the field, couple in the batting order. Riley pitched 3, just missed low, 1-2. Kennedy Tum takes a couple practice swings, then stands back in. This is a very loose, very confident Fall Creek team. I'll give them that. 1-2 pitch, fouled back.
And they've earned that right. You know, Caleb, you know, state champs last year, they know how to win.
1-2 as we get going here from Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Leadoff batter Kennedy Tum, the senior, against the sophomore Riley Christensen. Riley, the 1-2 pitch, low and in the dirt. 2-2. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Riley, the 2-2. Rise ball, misses high. Count is worked full.
A little bit up on that one.
And again, Tum, very experienced. Has worked from an 0-2 hole to a full count. Payoff pitch, fouled back. Turn your dreams into reality with Stelter Incorporated, the highest quality and longest lasting concrete for 3 generations. Stelter Inc. is always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. 3-2. Payoff pitch once again, rise ball high. And working a walk is Kennedy Tum. That'll bring up Addie Haynes, another senior first baseman, number 5. You mentioned their ability to play small ball, get people aboard, and then work them around.
Eddie Haynes here is a girl I used to coach back in the day, but she's a, she can slap, she can bunt.
Bats from the left, number five. The pitch, Tom takes off, and actually she'll head back as Lizzie Liebrandt quickly out of her crouch.
Those are those mind games that Coach Stransky is good at playing with other teams. He's going to test you.
1-0 count. The pitch, Tom again. A little bit of a half run towards second, and that time Lizzie Liebrandt says, no, I'm not going to even pump fake it.
They want to bait us to make that throw over to first.
Again, looking for an error. Excuse me, that was a strike, 1-1 the count. Now she takes off, and the throw out into the outfield, but quickly covered there by Olivia Wolf. Happy birthday, Olivia, by the way.
Oh, that's Lauren Buescher.
Or excuse me, Lauren Buescher. Well, an early happy birthday to Olivia.
Four-year player, senior captain. Good gal.
And we're going to switch softballs here. Maddie Haynes at the plate. Left-handed batting first baseman. Tried to bunt it and will foul it off. Even the count at 2-2.
Now she has two strikes on her, Caleb. She'll take the bunt away, but she'll still, she can slap it just as good as she can bunt.
Tum at first. No one out. The 2-2 pitch. Fouled off along the third base line, and she was looking for that slap, Addie Haynes. When you need a boundary surveyed on residential or commercial property, think Heath Slocum & Associates, LLC, professional land surveying. Get it done right. Get it done right the first time. Call owner Jason Heath and Heath Slocum & Associates, LLC, professional land surveying. 715-720-4000. That's 720-4000. 2-2 pitch. High. Runner takes off. Throw to second. Not in time. And Tom advances.
Tom had a good jump on that one.
So Tom in scoring position. Haynes has now worked a 3-2 count. Second full count in as many batters for Fall Creek. Riley, payoff pitch, bunted to Keegan Winger. She'll throw to first in time. Runner advances to third, but one away for McDonald. 5-3 on the putout. And Tom firmly in scoring position now. They are able to manufacture runs. We'll see what McDonald's able to do defensively here. Emma Westrate, the senior catcher, number 10, now at the plate for Fall Creek. Bats from the right. Kennedy Tom at third. Showing bunt, pulls it back, slaps it foul. Grace Harum on deck, another senior. Larissa Johnson in the hole, the senior second baseman, number 2. We've seen the power that Larissa has. Especially in that sectional semifinal game at Fall Creek last year. 0-1 pitch, bunted right in front of the plate, then hooking foul. Down 0-2. Westrate was looking to get Tum home, laying down the bunt along the first base line, but again, now down 0-2. Changes the complexion. Riley Christensen, 0-2, the pitch, rise ball. Popped up in the air, out toward left, caught by Kendall Heffler, then dropped, and they're going to stay safe at the corners.
Coach Ruff is arguing that.
Yeah, she had it, and it looked like she dropped it after it came into her glove and she was making a move to throw.
He's arguing that it was on the transfer, and
man,
pretty close. Tough one.
So runners at the corners with just one out. That's a tough play because, it sure looked like Kendall had it, and again, transferring from glove to hand to make the throw back in, prevent the runner from tagging up. Instead, one out, runners at the corners, bunt shown. Runner advances to second.
That was that hard snap back to Riley to try to bait that third, the gal on third base there to get her off the base, and Fall Creek can bite on it, of course.
Grace Harum, the senior pitcher, number 4, who bats from the left, is at the plate. She'll ground one foul along the third baseline.
No.
And what do we have here?
She touched that ball in foul territory. So the umpire called it fair.
Hmm. Wow, we've had a couple.
That's a tough one.
A couple difficult calls here to load the bases for Fall Creek with just one away. Wow. So Grace Harum now aboard at first. Brings up Larissa Johnson, the senior second baseman, number two, with a lot of power in her bat. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know, Chippewa Valley Financial Services. Whether it's for you or your business, Chippewa Valley Financial Services, always here to help. It's Chippewa Valley Financial Services. McDonald, and needing to play good defense against a small ball team like Fall Creek, but also just mentally, you've got a big gut check right now. Your two calls just really went against you. Rise ball high, ball one on Larissa Johnson.
It's not the end of the world. We got a force now anywhere. And I've seen Lizzie make that play at home and then go to first, and hopefully we can get out of the inning here.
1-0 pitch from Riley. Check. Strike called. Runners occupy every bag here for Fall Creek. We're in the top of the first. Good to have you with us here from Casper Park. Caleb Swenson, Jason Bovey on WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Marissa Johnson at the plate. Riley the pitch, just missed inside. Turn your dreams into reality with Stelter Incorporated, the highest quality, the longest lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Inc. always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Riley the pitch, fouled back, strike two. Two balls, two strikes on Larissa Johnson, the senior. Misting, drizzling day here at Casper. Riley, the 2-2 pitch, rise ball high, count has worked full. Third full count of this opening inning here at Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Bases loaded, nowhere to put Larissa Johnson. Big pitch here for Riley. 3-2. And walk the run in. Missed a little bit high. It's 1-0 Fall Creek.
It's okay.
So Kennedy Tum in to score the first run of the game. Emma Westrate now at third. Grace Harum at second. Larissa Johnson. The RBI walk. Brings up Kendall Asmussen, the senior left fielder, number 9. Another lefty in this lineup for Coach Brad Saransky. First pitch strike from Riley. Three lefties so far in the first six hitters for Fall Creek. 0-1 pitch, fouled away along the third baseline. 0-2, Riley ahead in the count here.
Way ahead here.
Carter Jagger, thank our audio producer Carter, back at the WOGO studios in Halley, on site. Video operator, Gavin Bovey. Hard shot into left field. That's going to score one, maybe two. Kendall, a hard throw in, and now a pickle between home and third, and out at third. McDonald gives up a run, but they'll exchange it for an out here. Good throw by Kendall back into the infield.
Yeah. We'll trade that out for a run all day long.
So Kendall Asmussen, the single, but Emma Westrate out at third. So now two away, 2-0 lead for Fall Creek. In there for a strike against Avery Ludasher, the freshman DP number 16 who bats from the right. You mentioned Ludasher doesn't really look like a freshman. She's got quite a swing.
Yeah.
Second pitch misses.
She actually was coming back last year. She tore her knee up a little bit and had ACL surgery, and she's a good athlete. She's going to be good for a few years here.
We'll update here. Runners at first and second. Two in, two out for Fall Creek. Hard shot to second. Bovey gloves, throws to first in time. McDonald gives up two in the opening frame. They'll look to even or go ahead in the bottom of the first. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Mac Softball on WOGO Sports.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, But sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
McDonald's turn at bat as we head to the bottom of the first. They trail 2-0 to Fall Creek. Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial Quality Propane brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. That's QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. Kendall Heffler leading off for McDonald, batting 393, the senior left fielder. Facing Grace Harum, fellow senior.
This has been a good battle over the years, watching Kendall and Grace.
Kendall bats from the right. Ben McDonald trailing 2-0. You'd love to get the leadoff batter aboard here and get Kendall's speed on the bases. Opening salvo from the left hand of Grace Harum. Whistles it in for a strike. She can bring the heat, no question.
No doubt. I think she's probably touching 58, 59 miles an hour.
Bunted by Kendall. Harum, the throw to first. Just got her by a step. A bit of a surprise bunt there from Kendall Heffler, and almost beat it out. Harum quickly makes the play, though.
Harum asking for a new ball. The ball's going to be wet all game long. And makes it tough for the pitchers.
Keegan the junior, 464 average on the season, third baseman number 14. McDonald trailing 2-0 here. Bottom of the first. Keegan rather fouls one straight back. Leadoff batter retired for McDonald. Harum, the 0-1 pitch, fouled back. That went off, I think, the catcher's helmet on the West right. 0-2. Quickly ahead is Grace Harum. When you're looking for a financial partner who has your best interests in mind, stop by Royal Credit Union. Royal's there to help you reach your financial goals. They give great advice that you can trust. See everything Royal Credit Union has to offer at rcu.org. 0-2 pitch, swinging strike three. First strikeout of the game for either side. And Keegan Winger goes down, brings up Riley Christensen, leading McDonald in batting average, the sophomore. Getting to start the circle today as well. Number 7, batting 543, has 3 home runs. And they're going to switch out the softballs once again. Maybe every few pitches, trying to keep the grip there. Good to have you with us here on WOGO Sports for Western Cloverbelt Conference Softball. Riley sends the first one deep out into right field, and it is down and in the corner. Riley heading past second. She's cruising toward third. Riley easily into third, standing up, and there's the triple for the McDonald sophomore and the Lady Max in business.
Beautiful hit there by Riley.
Oh, just sent a screamer down the right field line. Three bagger for Riley Christensen brings up Kelsey Bremnes, sophomore, batting 433 in the cleanup spot. Number 10. There, Kelsey whacks the first pitch into left field. It's a 2-1 ball game. How about that? Two out hitting for McDonald. Kelsey and Riley, your pitchers, your sophomores, say we're not going anywhere.
You know, one thing I told my girls before I left the house today, if you're facing Grace Harum, jump on that first pitch. And that's exactly what Kelsey just did right there. Jump on that first pitch. Nice base hit to left field.
You don't want to get down in the count to Grace.
No.
Brings up Claire Ruff, batting 444. The sophomore takes a rise ball that sails over the head of Westray. That's going to send Kelsey Bremnes in 2 seconds. For those on our live video stream, I apologize. Yours truly has been a little bit behind on giving the base runners a board because things are just so dang exciting. Here we go. Runner at second. Two away for Claire Ruff. 2-1 ball game. McDonald trails by a run, fouled straight back. One ball, one strike. Royal Credit Union, see everything they have to offer at rcu.org. That's rcu.org, Royal Credit Union. 1-1 the count on Claire Ruff. The pitch from Harum, fouled back. 1-2. Now looking for two out, two strike hitting. Runner in scoring position. Kelsey Bremnes at second for Claire Ruff. See what the McDonald sophomore does with it here. Makes the ball low, 2-2. She was looking for a drive there, and Harum didn't give it to her, so nice job by Claire laying off. The 2-2 pitch popped into right field, and it is gloved out there to end the inning, but McDonald gets one back. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds here on WOGO Radio. After one complete, our score, Fall Creek 2, McDonald 1. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
McDonald softball on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube and Facebook. We have entered the second frame here at Casper Park in Chippewa Falls between McDonald and Fall Creek. Our score, Fall Creek 2, the Lady Macs 1. Riley Christensen in the circle for McDonald, opening salvo, rise ball high. Ball 1 as she is facing Michaela Coleman, the freshman.
Another young, talented freshman for Fall Creek.
Right fielder. Second pitch misses as well, but just by a smidge.
She hit one over the fence last night, I heard Stanley Boyd.
Yeah, 14 unanswered runs for Fall Creek last night against Stanley. Ball popped up foul on the first baseline. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders. White City Glass, that's White City Glass. Riley Christensen, the 2-1 pitch, popped into left field, run up for Kendall. She'll make the grab, and one is away for the Fall Creek Crickets.
He wasn't letting that one go, Caleb.
Covering it with the offhand.
Yep.
Brings up Anna Doherty, batting in the 9 slot for Coach Brad Saransky, senior center fielder, number 3, another lefty. I believe that's the 4th lefty in the batting order for Fall Creek. Showing bunt, pulls it back, pitch misses, ball 1. Has that small chip in your windshield turn into a big crack? Call White City Glass today, serving all of Western Wisconsin. That's White City Glass. 1-0 pitch to Doherty, and late swing, and she'll foul it off. 1-1.
Coach's dream, Caleb, to have as many lefties as you're seeing in this lineup.
And not to belabor the point, but defending D4 state champs and brought pretty much everybody back. 2-1 is the third salvo from Riley misses. One away.
Top of the second here at Casper Park. McDonald trailing Fall Creek 2-1. A 2-1 pitch outside. 3-1. Kennedy Tum on deck. She reached on a walk. Scored the game's first run. 3-1 pitch. Strike call. Count has worked full once again. Good battle here between Riley Christensen and Anna Doherty, sophomore and senior. Payoff pitch fouled off. And a little bit of a late check swing there just to get a piece of it. Your shopping adventure awaits at Bargain City Superstore with new items added every day. Bargain City Superstore. Do it again. The 3-2. Yes. And take your base. Ah, working a walk. That was right on the edge. So Doherty aboard. Brings up Kennedy Tum.
Well, we had that one. The pitch looked good.
It's been a little bit of a battle here. Just balls haven't necessarily gone the Lady Max way yet. And so got to settle in and adjust. Ball one and in the dirt. That's going to send Doherty to second.
It's okay. Just shake it off.
Kennedy Tum again standing in the right-handed batting third baseman. One of these seven seniors in the order for Coach Brad Saransky. Bargain City Superstore. Those new items added every day. Amazing deals on furniture, appliances, home goods, clothing, and more. Fouled straight back. 1-1. Name brands at a fraction of retail price. That's Bargain City Superstore. They're next to Micon Cinemas in Chippewa Falls. Now in Rice Lake, coming soon to Eau Claire. Bargain City Superstore. One ball, one strike. The pitch. All strike two. Good location there from Riley. Runner at second. One away here for Fall Creek. WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Slap toward third, and it gets through. Runners at first and third as Claire Ruff made a dive for that one. Couldn't stop it, and Tum has reached safely each time she's been up. One away, two on for Fall Creek. Brings up Addie Haynes. She had a ground out to Keegan Winger at third her first time up. Haynes, first baseman senior. From the left, she bats.
Interesting to see what we do here, how we defend the first and third play.
Showing bunt, rise ball high, taking second is Kennedy Tum. Now two in scoring position for Addie Haynes. 2-1 ball game, Fall Creek with the lead. We are in the top of the second here at Casper Park with the lights on an overcast and gray Friday afternoon and evening. Pitch two misses, 2-0.
This is a spot where Addie Haynes thrives and runners on the scoring position.
Haynes steps back in. The pitch. Snap throw to third. Not quite able to get the runner there.
Nice throw down by Lizzie. That was right there.
3-0. First base is open. Addie Haynes takes the strike. 3-1. Riley trying to fight her way back into this at bat. Emma Westrate, the senior catcher, is on deck. 2-1 Fog Creek, 3-1 count, the pitch. Ball high, bases are loaded up for the second time in as many innings for Fog Creek with one out. Haynes aboard. Kennedy Tum moves to second. Emma Westrate now at the plate. Donald retired the first batter of the inning. Couple walks split by a single. Hard shot to Bovey. Bovey will throw home, not in time, and they're safe at first, second, and third with a run in for Fall Creek. Westrate reaches.
That's a play. I think if Leah has that one back, she's got to realize that she didn't have a play there and get us an out. That's when you go to TR at first.
So Grace Harum looking to help her own cause, the pitcher. Number four swats the first shot right in front of Kendall Heffler. That's going to bring in one more for Fall Creek. It's 4-1. RBI single for Grace Harum, swinging at the first pitch. Runners occupy every bag here for Fall Creek as they lead 4-1 in the second, with just one away. We'll have a courtesy runner for Harum, the pitcher. Riley now facing Larissa Johnson, who drove in a run with a bases loaded walk her first time up. Bases are loaded once again. Riley the pitch. Johnson sends it deep out to right. It's going to drop in, and another run scores for Fall Creek. 5-1, the Crickets. Some confident swings here for this Fall Creek squad. Base is still loaded, still just one away. And now Kendall Asmussen, who singled to drive in a run her first time up, back of the plate with the bases loaded here for McDonald. Another lefty. She'll take a hard shot out to the gap in center. Another run in for Fall Creek. The throw comes in, but it's 6-1. Brings up Avery Ludasher, the freshman, DP number 16. Coach Rick Gruff going to take a time here, and they'll collaborate in the infield.
Sometimes that's all that pitcher needs is, you know, go out there, give him a boost of confidence. Last year, our catcher, Morgan Wirtz, was really good at that. If our pitcher would get into trouble, she'd go out and have a chat, you know, settle down, we're fine, we're going to be all right.
Certainly plenty of run scoring potential for McDonald. Down five here, but a lot of game left to play. But you certainly want to try to minimize the damage here in this second inning. Four straight singles for Fall Creek. And seven straight base runners allowed as Ludasher coming up to the plate. With Michaela Coleman, the freshman who led off the inning, now on deck. Bases loaded for the Fall Creek Crickets. They lead 6-1. They played at four so far here in the second against McDonald. Second game in as many nights for the Max and the Crickets. Both on the road last night. McDonald and Bloomer got the win 10-3, 14-2 victory for Fall Creek. First pitch swung on right to Caroline and Kugel. She'll throw to home and not in time. Looking for that force, and throw just did not come to Lizzie quickly enough, and they're still loaded up, and it's 7-1. Brings up Michaela Coleman. And we've seen that a couple times this inning. Again, looked like maybe an easier play at first, but trying to get that leadoff runner at home, and Fall Creek credit their base running and their speed.
Yeah, again, you know, a play where we'd like to have an out, obviously.
7-1 Fall Creek. Rise ball misses high. And Michaela Coleman, her second at bat here in this second inning. Fall Creek's jumped out to a 7-1 lead. Riley the pitch. Bloop to Aaliyah Bovey. She'll make the catch, looking to try to double off Fall Creek. Not able to do so, but they get that out as Coleman retired for the second time.
You're in the second. Second baseman getting that second out for us.
Anna Doherty really got everything going earlier on this inning, working a walk and scoring the first run here the second. Now five in so far for the Crickets. Bases are still loaded, but two away. And actually, I think we've got a substitution in here. We'll get that for you in a moment. Riley the pitch. Shrugs her back, ball one. I believe this is Delaney Lewandowski, senior. Strike one call.
Seven.
7-1 Fall Creek, two away. We're still in the top of the second. Shot right back to Bovee. She'll range back, make the catch. And McDonald out of the inning. But five come across from Fall Creek. We head to the bottom of the second. McDonald will try to claw their way back into this one. Trailing 7-1. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank. And every day, our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort. MetropolisResort.com.
Some ground to make up for the McDonald Lady Macs, but plenty of time in which to do it. They trail 7-1, but we are in the bottom of the second here at Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Lights are on an overcast, misting night. Lizzie Liebrandt fouls the first pitch back. Down the count 0-1 to Gracie Hiram. Liebrandt, the sophomore, batting 281. The catcher, number 9. That's from the right. Second offering from the lefty, Hiram, is high, 1-1.
You know, Caleb, you and I have talked about the competition we're going to see the next couple days here. We talked yesterday. And we get to see what we're made of.
And again, down 6 runs early in this game. Get a chance a little earlier as Liebrandt fouls this one back. Of course, tomorrow, that Prescott Invitational. Quality, I believe you said, state-ranked team from Prescott in Division 3. And then you've got a Division 1 team in Hudson to face right after that. And Hudson, one of the larger schools in the state, quality program. Coach Schwab has high-level competition, 3 straight games for McDonald. Laying off is Liebrandt, 2-2.
This is good. This year we've never really seen ourselves in this big of a hole, so let's see what these girls are made of.
Liebrandt, hard shot out to left, and it's dropped, and Liebrandt is aboard. She takes a big turn around first. She'll hang out there, and Lizzie says thank you very much. And she will reach and bring up Kiara Leinenkugel, who had a pair of run-scoring doubles yesterday at Bloomer in that 10-3 victory.
I've been waiting for that hot bat to come alive, and it's a bat we need in this lineup, and if she can keep doing that, we're going to be all right.
Turn your dreams into reality with Stelter Incorporated, the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete for 3 generations. Stelter Inc. is always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. McDonald down 7-1, bottom of the second. None out, one on for Kiara Leinenkugel, the senior. First baseman batting from the right. First pitch from Grace Hiram. Rise ball high. Kiara, 389 hitter. Mentioned 2 doubles, each scoring a run last night in that 7-run victory over Bloomer. Hiram the pitch, missed again. 2-0.
It seemed like in that first game we played Fall Creek, our girls, as the game went on, we did a better job at laying off that rise ball.
Swing and a miss for Leinenkugel, strike 1, 2-1. And Hiram wants to get you to chase, and it takes some discipline not to.
Mm-hmm.
2 balls, 1 strike. The pitch missed again. 3-1. Good eye there from Kiara Leinenkugel against the left-handed hurler, Gracie Hiram. 3-1 pitch, foul back, fighting it off. Right back in front of us. Westray will retrieve.
A little higher in the zone as well.
When you need a boundary surveyed on residential or commercial property, think Keith Slocum & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. The pitch, fouled off. Get it done right, call owner Jason Heese and Heese Loken. 715-720-4000 for Heese Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Survey. 3-2 pitch to Kiara Leinenkugel, hooked foul. I will credit
Coach Rick Ruff over there, he did not even flinch as that one flew behind his back. Three balls, two strikes, none out, one on for McDonald. Trailing 7-1 here in the bottom of the second. Good to have you with us wherever you may be watching from. Chippewa Falls, Fall Creek, anywhere in between or beyond. Rise ball misses high. A very patient at bat leads to an appearance at first base for Carolina Kugel.
Very good at bat by Kiara.
So works the walk. Lee Brandt now at second. Kiara at first and Aaliyah Bovey, sophomore second baseman number two, batting from the right, takes the first pitch strike. Bovey hitting 318, made the last two outs of that second inning with her glove there at second. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Runners at first and second for McDonald, trailing 7-1, bottom of the second. Aaliyah stands back in, swing and a miss. Good pitch there from Gracie Hiram. That's still just out one of the inning.
Nope.
Brings up Lauren Buescher. With two aboard, Buescher the junior takes the first pitch strike. Aram stalks to the back of the circle, now stands in. Working pretty quickly here. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss from Buescher. 0-2. On deck, Kendall Heffler at the top of the McDonald lineup. Lauren the junior. 0-2 pitch, rise ball missed high. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. 1-2 pitch, hard shot right down towards center. There you go for Lauren Buescher. Occupying all three bases are Lady Max as Lauren Buescher, a nice swing.
Grace came at her with a changeup, and Lauren did a great job sitting on it, being patient, and driving that ball to center field. Nice job by the junior.
And Lauren hasn't necessarily been in the batting order on an everyday basis, so a way to come in, maybe not cold, but just coming in and have a nice swing to load the bases up with one out, and Kendall Heffler at the plate. I mentioned before some of the battles over the years between seniors Kendall Heffler and Grace Harum. Got another one here. Opening pitch, Kendall will foul it off along the first baseline and out of play, thankfully, as giving chase was Michaela Coleman, the freshman.
I had a nice chat with Kendall after last night's game, and she hasn't been happy with how she's been hit, and she's just, you're thinking about it too much, Kendall. Just go up there and do what you do. Be Kendall. Have fun.
And I think just playing loose is really, it's Kendall's M.O., see a lot of that same kind of personality, honestly, in Riley. Just great competitors. They just love the game, love being around people. 1-1 as Riseball sails high and brings Westrade out of her crouch. One ball, one strike to Kendall Heffler. Bases loaded. One out. McDonald trailing 7-1. Kendall, line shot, and will it drop? It will not. And right field just hooked foul. 1-2. Ground out right back to Harum, her first time up for Kendall Heffler. Down the count, 1-2. Again, bases loaded for McDonald. Caleb Swenson, Jason Bovey with you. WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream. One ball, two strikes. Harum the pitch. Oh, and a called strike three. Good pitch by Harum to get Kendall looking. That's another tough one. Brings up Keegan Wing, who struck out her first time up. Now two away.
That was pretty low, Caleb.
Fouled straight back by Keegan. Again, we're now the ones making the calls,
right?
They have been some difficult ones just from our, I guess, blue-shaded glasses here. Keegan Winger, ground along third, foul. Quickly down the count, 0-2. Keegan Winger batting 464 coming into the game. Struck out her first time up against Gracie Harum. Two away, bases loaded. Winger takes a called strike three that same location. And McDonald strands three. We head to the third. The score remaining, Fall Creek 7, McDonald 1. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name brand apparel, home goods, furniture, even new scratch and dent appliances with warranty. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by May 31st, receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 5/31/25. Insured by NCUA.
McDonald softball here on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Another one of the talented sophomores for the Lady Macs coming in, Jasmine Gerber, to pitch. She'll warm up here with Lizzie Liebrand still behind the dish. 7-1 Fall Creek. 2 in the first, 5 in the second for the Crickets. Top of their order, Kennedy Tum batting for the third time already.
Let's go, Jasmine.
You know, sometimes giving them a different look is all he needs.
Gerber opening pitch, rise ball high.
Come on, Jasmine, you got
ball
it.
Ball one. Don't let a small chip in your windshield turn into a big crack and a big problem. Call White City Glass today, serving all of Western Wisconsin. That's White City Glass. Gerber 1-0 pitch, rise ball a little high again. Jasmine Gerber, McDonald sophomore. Her team trailing 7-1, finds the mark there, strike one on Kennedy Tum. Fall Creek trying to stay perfect in conference play. They're 6-0 in the WCC. 3-1 the count. Pitch missed low for Jasmine Gerber. Three balls, one strike on Kennedy Tum, the senior. Pitch high. And Tum works a walk for the second time today, and the leadoff batter is aboard for Fall Creek. Brings up Addie Haynes. She has a walk and a ground out. Gerber, first pitch in there for a strike. Quality propane and fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Bunt laid down to Keegan Winger. She'll glove bare-handed, rather. And not able to make a throw to first as Langenkugel was coming up as well. And so they're safe at first and second with no one out.
Coach Saransi had the steal on. Our defense is playing the bunt. Claire shifting to third. Aaliyah went to second. Bunt went down first baseline, and Key Field with the bunt. Didn't have nowhere to go with it.
Brings up Emma Westrates, the catcher. First pitch strike from Jasmine Gerber.
Good work, Jasmine.
Seven one game lead for Fall Creek. Rise ball high, 1-1. Westrate, the senior, her day reached on an error. Thrown out at third back in the first, and had an RBI single in that big second inning. Bunt, foul along the first baseline, 1-2 the count. And Fall Creek can just score runs in bunches. We mentioned they went down 2-0 thanks to a homer against Stanley Boyd on the road last night, then won that game 14-2.
Gerber the pitch, fouled along the first baseline, giving chase is Kiara Leinenkugel.
Oh, she got it.
Did she make that grab?
Yeah.
I think it kind of went out of our camera range there, yep. But well done by Kiara. For the first out of the inning.
Even a better job. Those runners stayed put.
So West Strait pops out in foul territory. First pitch swung on and over to Kendall Heffler, and she will make the grab in foul territory as well.
Nice job, Kendall.
Big so catch. Harum's retired as she swung at the first pitch. That brings up Larissa Johnson, the senior, batting from the right. Still runners at first and second. Jasmine Gerber, the pitch, caught the outside edge, strike one. Ken Quality Propane and Fuels brings you the competitive rates you're looking for, the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490. Stop by the office in Chippewa Falls or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. 0-1 pitch in the dirt. Runners take off, throw to third, and not quite in time. So safe at second and third on a double steal there. 1-1 count. Lindsay's got a cannon and almost able to throw the leadoff runner. Grounder back to clear. Rough. She'll glove throw to first in time. And McDonald able to put up a zero for Fall Creek in the top of the third. We head to the bottom of three. Our score remains Fall Creek 7, McDonald 1. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Mac Softball and We'll Go Sports.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald Baseball and Softball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Max.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Went with the curveball for a called strike three. Strikes out the side, five in a row.
Shepard gets a nice piece of this one, sends it out deep to center field, and it's gone! The 0-2 pitch. Swinging strike three, puncher out, and that's the game.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Welcome back to Lady Mac Softball on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Bottom of the third, Riley Christensen reaches out for this one and drives it out to center, but ranging over to make the catch is Anna Doherty. So one pitch, one swing, one out for Fall Creek's Gracie Harum.
She was going to drop that one in there.
Riley had that three-bagger her first time up. Kelsey Bremnes takes strike one. Seven-1 ball game. Fall Creek with the lead here on the road in Chippewa Falls. Kelsey Bremnes sends it out to left field, and a pretty routine play there for Kendall Asmussen as she has to move over maybe a half step. And two retired for McDonald. Brings up Claire Ruff. Fly out to center, fly out to left. Brings up Claire Ruff. She flew out to right field her first time up. Takes a called strike on the outside edge.
First pitch changeup.
Second pitch missed outside. 1-1. Seven-1 ball game. McDonald trailing by six. Claire Ruff gets a piece of this one, sends it out to the gap in center, and it's caught once again. Good play by the outfielders for Fall Creek. McDonald goes down in sequence 1-2-3. We head to the fourth with the score remaining Fall Creek 7, McDonald 1. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO.
The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, now with 5 membership branches in Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee, a tennis center, a sports center, 2 early learning communities, and Camp Manitou. Join our community and discover your why. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Visit ymca-cv.org or stop in for a tour at any of our convenient locations today. That's ymca-cv.org. See you at the Y.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For 3 generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Jason Bovey with you on WOGO Sports, live at Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Gavin Bovey, our camera operator and video producer. Audio producer is Carter Jager. Back at the WOGO studios in Halley. Fall Creek leads McDonald 7-1 as they look to sweep the season series against McDonald. We are in the fourth. Jasmine Gerber out there to pitch for McDonald. First pitch strike. And I think we've seen, again, the first several batters she's faced. Jasmine just growing in confidence here.
Yeah, she looks. I mean, I was talking with Coach Ashley yesterday a little bit.
Grounder right past the diving Claire Ruff for a single.
Talking with Coach Ashley a little bit, pitching coach, and she's done a wonderful job trying to mentor Jasmine. And Jasmine came in last inning, you know, against. She's probably pretty nervous as a sophomore. Came in and had a good inning last inning.
Again, elite competition.
Yeah.
An absolutely fearsome batting order for Fall Creek. And Jasmine came in and battled and put up the first 0 on the scoreboard for the Crickets as they scored 2 in the first, 5 in the second, but none in the third. They do have 1 aboard with no one out here. Rise ball misses high on Avery Ludasher, the freshman. She is 1-for-2 on the day. Last time up had a single with a run batted in. Rise ball too high, and the runner will advance to second. So Kendall Asmussen in score position for Ludasher. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. 2-0 pitch from Gerber. Caught the edge that time, 2-1. Overcast day here. Misting, drizzling day. Just say if a concession stand is selling hot chocolate, I bet they're making a killing.
Actually, I don't even think it's open.
Oh, well, missed opportunity there. Strike 2 for Jasmine Gerber, battling back into this at bat against Ludasher, the freshman. 2 balls, 2 strikes, runner at second, no one out here in the fourth. Gerber, 1 hops it to Lizzie Liebrand. Count has worked full. Avery Ludasher, the DP, freshman number 16. Payoff pitch. Just missed high. Walk issue. Ludasher aboard at first. Brings up Michaela Coleman, the freshman right fielder. Flew out to left field, and Kendall Heffler, her first time up. Lined out to Aaliyah Bovey at second. Back in the second inning. Rise ball. And high, ball 1. Runners at first and second for Fall Creek. They lead 7-1 over McDonald. The pitch, grounder diving is Claire Ruff, and she's not able to get to it. Bases loaded up for Fall Creek. That's good placement on that one by Michaela Coleman.
Just outside the reach of Claire.
Anna Doherty, the senior. Her first time up, worked a walk, scored a run. And then she popped out to Aaliyah Bovey to end that second inning. Batting from the left. One hop back to Lizzie Liebrandt, and a run will come in for Fall Creek. It's 8-1. They'll switch out the softballs here. Jordy will stand back in from the left, senior center fielder. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. H&R Electric, proud to back the Max. 1-0 pitch, rise ball again, gets away, throw to the plate, tag, got her at the plate. Flip from Lizzie Liebrand to Jasmine Gerber, and there's the first out of the inning. Runners now to second and third. That's a nice play there, though, from Lizzie and Jasmine to get the out.
Yeah, it almost looked like the runner got underneath that tag, but I'm going to take it.
You know what? Not every call has gone our way right today, so...
You can see Coach Saransky's body language. I don't think he liked the call either, but...
Rise ball again. Almost gets away, but Lizzie Liebrand pops up to grab it. 3-0. The 3-0 pitch. Missed high. 4-pitch walk. And Doherty is aboard at first. And they'll come out to chat with Jasmine Gerber.
This is part of the game that I saw with Jasmine working, coaching him in winter ball. Sometimes these girls are just too hard on themselves, and she's been doing a really good job this year of not beating herself up, and she's not getting in her own head. So Coach Ruff out there just trying to calm her down, tell her everything's okay, you're going to be fine, you got defense behind you.
Again, the talent is absolutely there. Jasmine Gerber, the third among the sophomore class of pitchers, with Riley Christensen and Kelsey Bremnes, where you feel like, wow, we really have almost a pitching staff, which is kind of a rarity at any level of high school softball. Runners at the corners for Fall Creek. One out, one run in for the Crickets. They lead McDonald 8-1 in the top of the fourth. Here in Chippewa Falls. Gerber the pitch. Bunt laid down right in front of the plate. And Lizzie Liebrand laid on the tag. Oh, goodness. 9-1 Fall Creek. That bunt died right in front of home plate for Kennedy Tum. And a run scores. Kayla Coleman.
The suicide squeeze they had on there. And runner was right there, and I think it caught Lizzie off guard a little bit.
Strike one on Addie Haynes. Runners at second and third.
Well executed play on that tag out by Claire.
Oh, excuse me, I missed that. Out two, as I thought she was safe at third, but
they put on the bunt, drew the third baseman up, and it was a foot race between Claire and the girl on second. Claire
popped up. Claire Ruff calling everyone off, and she will make the final out of the inning. We head to the bottom of the fourth. Couple get across from Fall Creek. They lead 9-1. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports. This is Lady Mac Softball.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
Bottom of the fourth inning here at Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. McDonald trailing Fall Creek 9-1. First pitch whistles in there for a swinging strike.
against Lizzie Liebrand from Grace Harum, the senior against the sophomore. Lizzie reached on an error on a hard hit ball to left her first time up, takes strike two. From Grace Harum. Liebrand swinging strike three. Three pitch strikeout from Grace Harum. Brings up Kiara Leinenkugel, who walked her first time up. Donald back in the second. Had the bases loaded but did not get a run across. Leinenkugel lays off ball one and then went down in sequence 1-2-3 in the third in their 3-4 and 5 slots. All of them pretty loud outs to the outfield, but swing and a miss by Kiara Leinenkugel. It's been a struggle to keep pace with Fall Creek's offense. Lying off again, ball two, Kiara Leinenkugel. Check out the Metropolis Resort Smile Cam to catch all the in-game reactions today on our WOGO Live video stream. Ground and foul along the third baseline. That Smile Cam, upper left-hand corner of our WOGO Sports live stream on YouTube and Facebook. Constant smiles and fun at Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire with Action City, Chaos Water Park, on-site dining, on-site Caribou Coffee. Book your adventure today at metropolisresort.com. Swinging strike three for Kiara Leinenkugel. Took a big rip at that one. Goes down on strikes.
Like Grace Harum, she's at her best when she's comfortable. And with a 9-1 lead, she's in her zone now, and she's
swinging and missing on the first is Aaliyah Bovian. Again, Harum is working quite quickly. Pitch two missed inside, 1-1.
It's funny, Aaliyah come out swinging on that first pitch. And the last at bat, she let them, one right down the middle for her first pitch go by.
Sophomore second baseman swinging a miss. Two away for McDonald. Trying to avoid going down 1-2-3 for the second straight inning against Grace Harum. The pitch lined out toward right field and fouled out of play. Count remains 1-2 for Aaliyah Bovee. Harum the pitch, grounder along the first baseline, right back to Harum. She will wheel and throw to first in time. And McDonald retired in order as we head to the fifth. Our score still stays at 9-1. Fall Creek, we're back in 60 seconds on WOGO.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. McDonald battling with Fall Creek. Western Clipperbelt Conference softball here on 103.1 FM AM 680 and WOGO.com. Again, WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Jason Bovee with you. We're in the fifth. First pitch swung on and grounder right underneath the left shoe of Brad Saransky. Strike one. Now the plate is Emma Westrates.
Both of those coaches standing tall with bullets coming at them.
Probably used to it. 9-1 lead for Fall Creek in the fifth. Westrate lays off. 1-1 the counts.
This year in winter ball at BSA, Kelsey, I was coaching third base, and Kelsey had a bullet right at my chest, and I felt like I was the guy on the Matrix. I fell right over, and everyone got a good laugh out of that.
Fouled off again by Westrate. Gerber ahead in the count, 1-2. Jasmine Gerber, one of those trio of sophomore pitchers for McDonald. Riley Christensen started the game. Jasmine has come in relief. 1-2, one hops it, ball two. When you're looking for a financial partner who has your best interest in mind, stop by Royal Credit Union. Royal's there to help you reach your financial goals. They give great advice that you can trust. Lined out towards center, and one hopping right in front of Riley for a two-bagger. Emma Westray.
Riley laying out for that one. She almost had
made a valiant effort.
Good effort.
So leadoff batter aboard for Fall Creek. Here in the fifth. Royal Credit Union, see what they have to offer at rcu.org. That's rcu.org. Grace Harum, the senior, her fourth time up. She'll swat one to Aaliyah Bovey. Bovey gloves, throw to first in time for the out. Runner advances to third, but one away for Fall Creek here in the fifth. 4-3 on the putout. Larissa Johnson. There's 1-for-2 with a walk. Facing Jasmine Gerber for the second time. Runner at third with one away for Fall Creek, leading 9-1. First pitch misses inside. Ball one. One-oh pitch from Jasmine Gerber. Caught the outside edge. Strike one.
Nice pitch.
And join us tomorrow for a McDonald doubleheader from the Prescott Invitational, taking on the Prescott Cardinals and the Hudson Raiders. 1-1 pitch. High for ball two. 9-1 lead for Fall Creek, top of the fifth. One away, one runner at third. Strike two. Good pitch from Jasmine Gerber on Larissa Johnson, sophomore against senior here. Kendall Asmussen, another senior in this lineup for head coach Brad Saransky. On deck. 2-2 pitch from Gerber. Rising high. Count is worked full. Stepping back in, Larissa Johnson, the senior. Second baseman batting from the right. 3-2, payoff pitch. Just missed. Snap throw to third, not in time.
Oh, threw it.
And thrown away and running into scores. Westray, 10-1.
Looks like Keegan got a glove on that one and just got by her.
So still just one out. Now a run in for Fall Creek. At the plate now, Kendall Asmussen. First pitch misses, ball one. Asmussen, the senior. Ten to one, the Crickets. Gerber the pitch, lined right back to Gerber. A little bit of a bobble. She'll throw it at first, and one hops it to Kiara Leinig, who goes safe at first and second. Asmussen reaches, brings up Avery Ludasher. Ten to one here in the fifth. Scoreboard says the sixth if you're looking out there, but don't think we played that many yet. Catching the edge for a strike, Jasmine Gerber, facing freshman Avery Ludasher. Runners at first and second, one away. Gerber the pitch, inside, ball one. Look further ahead on our WOGO Sports calendar after that doubleheader at the Prescott Invitational tomorrow. We'll be back on Tuesday with McDonald baseball against Augusta. Hard shot right over second base. That's out into the outfield. Run coming in for Fall Creek to make it 11-1.
Runners now at second and third. Gesher, a run scoring double. A courtesy runner in for her at second. Runners at second and third.
Solid drive right up the middle by the young freshman there.
Another one of their talented youngsters, Michaela Coleman, freshman right fielder, now at the plate. She'll take one low and in the dirt, blocked well by Liz Liebrandt. One 0 pitch from Jasmine Gerber. That one low and in the dirt as well, 2-0. We'll switch out the softballs here. 11-1 Fall Creek. Fifth inning on WOGO Sports. McDonald has Lauren Buescher, Kendall Heffler, and Keegan Winger on tap for their half of the fifth. Ball rises high for ball three. 3-0 count to Michaela Coleman. Three-one pitch. Found the mark that time. Strike one. Three balls, one strike to Coleman. Gerber the pitch, misses low. Ball four, and the bases are loaded up once again for Fall Creek. Unfortunately for McDonald, that's been a pretty familiar sight, the bases loaded with crickets.
Yeah, lots of base runners today for Fall Creek.
Started off in the first inning. And they scored two, and then broke through with five in the second. It's 11-1, 10-run lead for Fall Creek. Top of the fifth. As Coleman worked that walk and brings up Anna Doherty, the senior. She'll take ball one. Doherty's walked twice already today, the lefty. She'll dribble one to short, and no throw there. It gets away actually from first. One run is in, a second coming in, and it is 13-1. Fall Creek now 14-1. That ball's still loose.
And Claire had a hard time getting the ball, getting a good grip on that ball. I'm sure it was a little wet. She wanted to get a good grip on it so she can make a good throw, and it's tough when it's wet out there like this.
We come back to Kennedy Tum, the senior. Gerber the pitch, low. The base pads here on the WOGO Sports Live video stream. Runner just at second and first now.
Must have hit her a little bit.
So Nikki Kennedy Tum hit by a pitch. And she will head to first base. Bring up Addie Haynes. Haynes takes the strike from Jasmine Gerber. One away here in the fifth, top of the fifth, 14-1 Fall Creek. Gerber the pitch, popped up into shallow left field. Kendall Heffler makes the grab, chases the runner back to second, two away. Nicely done there by Kendall.
Yeah, Kendall way up in left field.
That'll bring up Emma Westray as Fall Creek has batted around. Westray got things started with a double earlier in this fifth inning. She'll swat one right past Keegan Winger. That's going to bring a run around, but Kendall Heffler quickly on top of it will keep the bases loaded and no run score on that play for Fall Creek. But Westray, two for two in the inning. Grace Harum, the pitcher. Batting from the left. Grounded out to Aaliyah Bovey earlier on this inning. Two away from Fall Creek. Bases loaded up. In the dirt, ball one for Jasmine Gerber.
Caleb, we talked about the talent on this Fall Creek team. Emma Westray going to catch for the University of Northwestern in Minneapolis next year.
Grounder right back to Jasmine Gerber. Throws to first in time. And Lady Max head to the bottom of the fifth, now trailing 14-1 to Fall Creek. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when mom and dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
McDonald softball on WOGO. Caleb Swenson, Jason Bovey with you on WOGO Sports. Lady Max looking for quite the rally here. Down 14-1 in the bottom of the fifth. Lauren Buescher takes strike one from Grace Heron, who's gone the distance for Coach Brad Saransky and Fall Creek.
We're going to need four here, Caleb, to stay alive.
Certainly doable. Strike two, though, issued against Lauren Buescher. Now, Lauren's 1-for-1 on the day, had a single back in the second. Makes a called strike three. Three-pitch K for Grace Harum for the first out of the inning. You even look at the score sheet, the number of plate appearances for Fall Creek versus McDonald. It's about a 3-1 differential. Kendall Heffler, top of the order, fouls one off along the third baseline and out of play. For strike one, Kendall had a ground out right back to Harum, her first time up, then struck out. That was back in the second. Her third plate appearance comes here in the fifth. Down 0-1. Grounder right past the third baseman, and Kendall Heffler aboard, and she is heading for second. Will dive in safe at second. A double for Kendall Heffler, and McDonald in business here with a runner in scoring position.
That's the Kendall Heffler that we've been accustomed to see. I've been waiting for that all year.
Aggressive base running, too. Yep. That didn't look like it could be stretched for a double, and Kendall said, watch me.
I'm going to two, and you can't stop me.
So one away, Keegan Winger at the plate. Winger takes strike one. Heffler aboard at second. One out. Riley Christensen on deck. Kelsey Bremnes in the hole from McDonald, trailing 14-1. Strike two call. Good location from Harum, the senior. Her team leading by 13 runs. Swing and tipped back to stay alive. Keegan Winger. She struck out twice in the first and the second. Batting 464 coming into this game. 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Keegan goes down for the second out of the inning. Brings up Riley Christensen. She had a fly out to center her last time up. But scored the game's first run for McDonald after a triple in the opening inning. Riley grounds one right past the shortstop. That's going to score Kendall Heffler. Nope, Kendall's going to hang out at third. But Riley aboard to keep the McDonald rally alive. Riley 2-for-3 on the day. Got great speed on the bases for McDonald, first and third, with Kelsey Bremnes, the sophomore, who's 1-for-2 on the day with an RBI at the plate. Kelsey will stand in from the right to face Grace Harum. Rise ball high, misses. Riley dancing off that bag at first.
Riley itching to go.
Two away, the pitch. Another ball missed high. For Kelsey Bremnes, good eye here for the McDonald sophomore. 14-1, Fall Creek with the lead. In the bottom of the fifth.
popped into shallow center. It'll drop for a base hit for Kelsey Bremnes. One is in. Riley slides into third. She is safe. It's 14-2. Kelsey Bremnes gets it done for McDonald, and runners stay at the corners. It's Kelsey Bremnes 2-for-3 on the day.
And on a change up there, Caleb, and drove it out to right center field. Nice hit, Kelsey.
Kelsey in to score. Riley over to third. Bremnes at second. Brings up Claire Ruff. Rise ball high. Two-out opportunity here for McDonald, trying to stay alive. Two in scoring position for Claire Ruff. Trailing 14-2. Fouled back. One ball, one strike for Claire. She had a couple flyouts. Again, just two plate appearances here in the fifth. As Grace Harum has worked pretty quickly. Kind of a buzzsaw through the McDonald lineup. Lady Max trying to show some fight here. 1-1 pitch. Popped high into the air, into the outfield, in the gap. One is in. Another one coming in to score, sliding into second. A two RBI double. Claire Ruff makes it 14-4. McDonald back within 10.
Nice job by Claire Ruff, barreling one up. I mean, we knew when that ball came off the bat, Caleb, that was well hit. Nice job, Claire.
14-4, and Lizzie Liebrandt back at the plate. Reached on an error in the second, struck out in the fourth. You know her bat can get hot in a hurry. First pitch misses. And one in scoring position, and two away here for McDonald. I believe Lizzie needs to bring Claire around to score to keep this game going beyond the fifth. Swing and a miss. McDonald trailed 14-1 coming into this game, into this fifth inning rather. They played at 3. As he lays off, ball 2 issued by Harum. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local sports. Northwestern Bank. 2-1 pitch, missed high. 3-1 hitters count for Liz Liebrandt. Claire Ruff at second. McDonald trailing by 10 runs here in the fifth, trying to stay alive. 3-1 pitch missed. Runners at first and second as Liebrandt aboard with a walk. Brings up Kiara Leinenkugel.
Just talking with Lizzie's dad last night. And after the game, we talked to her, talked to him a little bit. Lizzie has her best at bats when she's patient at the plate, and she showed good patience at that last at bat.
I think a bit of a win here for McDonald's. You have an infield conference with Coach Saransky in the circle, and trailing 14-1 coming into this game. McDonald's done anything but roll over here as they have three in, looking for more. Two outs, Caroline and Kugel at the plate, runners at first and second. And so, again, the way Harum was rolling to even have that little conference in the circle called for is, I think, a bit of a win here.
Looks like we got Chloe Flanagan running on first, and that's a good
speed there.
Good thing to see after last night's scare.
Indeed.
She had us all scared.
So Chloe now at first. Courtesy runner for Liz Liebrandt. Leinenkugel swing and a miss at the first pitch from Harum. Runners at first and second for McDonald. We're in the bottom of the fifth. 10-run game. Fall Creek with the lead. 14-4. Leinenkugel hangs back. Ball one high. Caleb Swenson, Jason Bovey with you on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Ball two. Leinenkugel, the patient senior, steps back in, digs in from the right side. Harum, 2-1 pitch. Grounded right past Harum. It's bobbled at second, and they're safe at first, second, and third. And a run's going to come in to score, and this game's going to keep on going.
You got
it. Kiara Leinenkugel, a nice piece of hitting. 14-5. McDonald down 9. But they've scored 4 here in this bottom of the fifth, and runners at first and second. Give Leinenkugel the RBI.
Avery's going to pinch it for Sister Aaliyah.
So Avery Bovey now in there. the ball high. Still two outs for McDonald. They've done some damage with two away here in the fifth. Senior Avery Bovey holds off, called strike. Due up is Lauren Buescher. Bovey, Avery bats from the right. One ball, one strike. Swing and a miss. Took a big cut at that one. Runners at first and second. McDonald trailing 14-5 here in the fifth. Swing and a miss. That will end the inning, but McDonald keeps this game going. We head to the sixth with our score. Fall Creek 14, McDonald 5. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort. MetropolisResort.com.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name brand apparel, home goods, furniture, even new scratch and dent appliances with warranty. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
McDonald Lady Mac softball on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream. Subscribe to the WOGO Sports channel on YouTube. WOGO Radio, our Facebook page, at WOGO Radio, at WOGO Sports on Instagram. Jasmine Gerber out there for the sixth. First pitch is low, ball one, facing Larissa Johnson. Johnson is 2-for-3 on the day with a walk. A couple runs batted in. 14-5, and Jason, a lot of credit to McDonald. Down 14-1, scoring four when they had to keep the game going as Johnson will ground one to Keegan Winger. She'll throw to first, and it gets away from Kiara Leinenkugel, so safe at first.
It's cold. It's wet. And these girls showed a lot of fight, battling back and scoring some runs to stay alive in this game.
I mean, in a way, you'd probably rather just go home, and it's been a rough game, but instead they say, you know what, we're gonna prove something to Fall Creek, yes, but to ourselves, and keep this one going. Kendall Asmussen, the senior, batting from the left, runner takes off as the ball gets away a bit. And now at seconds is Larissa Johnson. We're in the top of the sixth. 9-run lead for Fall Creek. Looking for more. Swing and a miss. And the ball gets away again. And once again, the runner will advance. And so now Larissa Johnson at third, with Kendall Asmussen at the plate. Facing Jasmine Gerber, Lady Mac sophomore. Pitch, grounder right back to Jasmine. She'll throw to first, and it gets away from Leinenkugel, and run scores. Throw to seconds. Not in time, or is it?
No.
It's 15-5 Fall Creek. And the runner advances to second.
It's hard to see there. That overthrow went right to Riley, who's playing the backup there. And
showing bunts.
Work, Lizzie. Nice block. Nice block.
Check in here. As Fall Creek has had change to their lineup, Lou Larscheid, freshman, shortstop, batting for the left. Another lefty in this lineup. I know she's not in the starting batting order, but they had four of their nine bat from the left, and then you have
Her freshman shortstop, Larshide, also batting from the left. The pitch showing bunt, called strike.
It looks like Coach Saransky is going to be reloaded again after losing this group of seniors next year.
Seven seniors, but again, three very talented freshmen.
There's another one on the bench. Kendall Haynes, she's going to be another good one.
15-5 Fall Creek, showing bunt. Pitch misses, throw to third, tag in time. That's the first out of the inning. Lizzie Liebrandt guns her down at third. And one away.
Again, talk about Claire Ruff and her hand-eye coordination to run over there on a full sprint, catch that ball, make a tag. That's tough to do.
Ball in the dirt. And a walk issued. Base runner aboard. Larshine brings up Michaela Coleman. Pitch inside, ball one. Jasmine Gerber's battled, coming in relief of Riley Christensen. 15-5 ball game. You're in the top of the sixth. McDonald trailing by 10 runs. Bullseye for Jasmine Gerber against Michaela Coleman. And another one of those talented freshmen for Coach Saransky. One ball, one strike. Swing and a miss. Good change of speeds there by Jasmine Gerber.
Very nice pitch.
One away. One in for Fall Creek. Runner at first. Donald trails by 10. Gerber, the pitch, rise ball high. Good snatch there by Liz Liebrandt. Keeps it from getting away. 2-2. Another rise ball off the mark. Counters worked full. For Michaela Coleman, the freshman, Anna Doherty, the senior, barring any changes, is on deck, and she is there. Payoff pitch from Gerber. That one misses. Another base runner for Fall Creek. They're at first and second with one away as Michaela Coleman trots to first. Brings up Anna Doherty, her fifth plate appearance today. She has a couple walks, a couple runs scored. One run scored, excuse me. But had a three RBI single her last time up. First pitch. Missed high, ball one. 15-5, Fall Creek. Caleb Swenson, Jason Bovey with you. Carter Jagger back at our Mogo home base in Halley. Gavin Bovey on site. Ball two. Gavin, our on-site video producer and camera operator. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. Infield conference for McDonald.
You know, you talk about wanting to get better after every game, playing quality opponents. This outing today by Jasmine, this was good for her to play. Come in, state-ranked Division III team, and see what you. I mean, you're gonna be better for playing in today's game for sure.
When we talk about how McDonald's schedule, I know this is a conference game, but how McDonald schedules in non-conference teams like Prescott and Hudson that they'll see tomorrow, you don't know how it's going to go, but those are not going to be easy games to win, but the goal is to get better. And same with Jasmine Gerber here too. You don't always want to play JV opponents. You want to come out against varsity hitters and some of the best in the state. Rise ball high, throw to second to try to get the runners. Riley covering that. Throw on line, but the runner dives back head first. 3-0 on Haynes.
Riley playing up right on the edge of the
Gerber grass finds there. The mark. Yeah, Riley from center is playing just barely out of the infield. Three balls, one strike. The pitch, Bullseye again for Jasmine Gerber. And she fights her way back into this one to work the count full. One out. Two on for Fall Creek. Runners at first and second. They have one run in here in the sixth. Gerber, payoff pitch, dribbled right back to Gerber. She'll throw to first in time. Runners advance to second and third, but McDonald gets the out. Well played there by the sophomore Jasmine Gerber. 1-3 on the putout. And Doherty is retired. Two away. Kennedy Tum back at the plate. Takes a first pitch strike. Runners at second and third for Fall Creek. Two away here in the top of the sixth. Gerber the pitch. Lined right to Claire Ruff. Guns it across the diamond in time.
Beautiful play by Claire Ruff. Knocking that one down, throwing them out.
That'll end the top of the sixth. It's 15-5 Fall Creek. We go to McDonald's half of the sixth in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by May 31st, receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 5/31/25. Insured by NCUA.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald Baseball and Softball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls. Proud to back the Max.
Welcome back to McDonald Softball on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Lauren Buescher leads off the sixth, just like she did the fifth. Fouls off the first pitch from Grace Harum. McDonald scored four runs there in that fifth. Pitch two is a strike to Lauren Buescher. She struck out there in the fifth, but then the rally began, especially with two outs. Swing and a miss. Strike three. We're out one of the sixth. Buescher goes down, brings up the top of the order, and Kendall Heffler. She had that big two-bagger, later scored a run. 15-5.
See another nice rip, Kendall.
McDonald down 10 runs here. Bottom of the sixth. Kendall Heffler sends it out to center field. Playable and gloved out there. We're out two of the inning. And a Doherty ranging just a bit to her left to make the play. Keegan Winger, 0 for 3 on the day, has struck out three times, and I'd like to see Keegan get a piece of this one. Strike one, swinging strike for Keegan Winger. Trying to catch up to the speed of Grace Harum. Swing and a miss, strike two.
Come on, you got it, Keegan.
Fall Creek trying to end the game right here. Keegan Winger trying to have something to say about that. Takes a pitch outside. Nope, they called it for strike three, and that's the game. Your final score, Fall Creek 15, McDonald 5. The Lady Macs battle with Fall Creek. Let fall for the second time this season. The Crickets perfect in conference at 6-0. They are now 12-4 on the season. McDonald 6-4 and 4-3 in Western Cloverbelt Conference play. We'll talk with head coach Rick Ruff coming up. Get your highlights as well. But again, this is a game against a high-quality opponent where McDonald battled through it. Again, things didn't go their way kind of from the outset. As the bases were loaded very early on, calls not necessarily going their way, but again, defending state champion in Division Four, and you had some positive moments for sure.
Yeah, definitely wasn't our day today. It's going to be excited to see tomorrow how these girls respond.
Yeah,
after a game like tonight, it's one of those games you got to flush it, move on, and know that it's a new day.
And sometimes, last time you played Fall Creek, as we mentioned, had the tying run at third base in the seventh. Today, this one got away from them pretty early, but still, you point to that fifth inning where you could have just rolled over and let the game go by right then and there. Instead, they score four runs to play another inning, and I think that speaks a lot to the talent and the character of this team. And really looking forward to seeing what they bring against Prescott and against Hudson tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well, we'll step out. We'll be back in 2.5 minutes here on WOGO. I think they're still going to play some JV innings. And again, we'll talk with head coach Rick Ruff. We'll get those highlights queued up for you as well. McDonald falls in 6 to Fall Creek 15-5. We'll be back in 2.5 on WOGO.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald baseball and softball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls. Proud to back the Max.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Went with the curveball for a called strike three. Strikes out the side, 5 in a row.
Shepard gets a nice piece of this one, sends it out deep to center field, and it's gone!
The 0-2 pitch.
Swinging strike three, puncher out, and that's the game!
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our 5 convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For 3 generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Welcome back to Lady Max Postgame here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. We'll talk with head coach Rick Ruff shortly, and we'll have highlights queued up for you as well. McDonald, a tough one here today, falling 15-5 in 6 innings to Fall Creek. Caleb Swenson and Jason Bovey with you. And three straight days, but 4 games in 3 days for McDonald. Again, had some momentum against Bloomer last night, 110-3. Maybe didn't play their best game against Bloomer last night, and again, still able to get that win today. Ups and downs, again, maybe not their best effort in a few different facets, but like you mentioned, you can flush this one pretty quickly, and you're going to need to, because you're going to have 2 very high-quality opponents in state-ranked Prescott and a very strong Division I team in Hudson tomorrow afternoon.
Absolutely. You know, this coach, when coach comes up, I'm sure he's going to tell you we're a much better team than what we saw tonight. You
sure.
Know that. I know that. He knows that. These girls know that. And I'm looking forward to see how we bounce back tomorrow.
Again, it's been nine straight for Fall Creek, and they are up in Division Three now too. So you don't get a chance to see them again, and in some ways you say, okay, well it's good we don't have to deal with them in Division Four playoffs. But I think with the competitiveness of this team, the way we played them the first time, I think a lot of these girls would say, man, I wish we had one more shot. Wish we had one more shot to play this Fall Creek team and let the chips fall where they may. But that's the last. Chance to see Fall Creek and saying so long to that incredible senior class this year, and we'll see where they end up. It wouldn't surprise me if they end up back at Goodman, even in a higher division. But McDonald, again, will have plenty more battles with Fall Creek in the years to come when you look at how talented that freshman class is for Coach Saransky and the Crickets as well.
Well, and just, I mean, our sophomores too.
I mean,
it's going to be a battle, and I'm hoping next year we're going to have that upper edge, and, you know, if anything, it's going to be good softball, right? It's going to
absolutely
be games you want to be in. But, yeah, you talked about, you know, our schedule here, this, you know, four games in 3 days. I mean, even seeing Bloomer last night, I thought they were a much better team than what we saw the first time there. And again, Fall Creek, I mean, we talk about McDonald not playing a good game, but, I mean, you got to give credit to that squad over there. They came out. I mean, they look like a well-oiled machine. I mean, that's a good, tough group of girls over there, and they're very well coached, and expect them to make a deep run this year in the playoffs.
Well, and again, I think we talked about this before the game, the premonitions of maybe what happens to most teams when they play Fall Creek. And again, you don't always see a ton of power from the Fall Creek hitters. Doesn't mean they're not capable of it, but it's get on base, and then you put so much pressure on the opposing defense and saying, hey, you need to play error-free against us, or we are going to score runs in bunches against you by just working them around. And I think we saw that again. McDonald had some good defensive plays, had some lapses at times as well, too. And again, Fall Creek just gets so many base runners aboard, it's next to impossible to keep them from scoring double-digit runs. You really just have to be able to keep up with them offensively, and that was just going to be a tall order tonight against Grace Harum as well as she pitched.
I mean, you could take Grace Harum, and if I had a game to win, and I can't take Katie Roth, I'm going to take Grace Harum in a game to win.
One of the best pitchers in this side of the state.
One of the best games I've ever watched was on this field last year in that sectional final game against
Grantsburg. Yeah,
it went 12 or 13 innings, and she pitched every single inning, and it was like a 2-1 game, and what a warrior. I mean, she, and then, you know, they got the state. I mean, to me, that was a state championship game last year, because they breezed through their opponents once they got down to Madison, and just a great pitcher.
And I remember Coach Saransky telling me after that game, that sectional semi where they beat McDonald at Fall Creek last year, he said, no, we wanted Grantsburg. You know, he said, you know, if we got this win, he said, we want to play Grantsburg. These girls want to play Grantsburg, because Grantsburg is who had eliminated Fall Creek from the playoffs, I think, for two or three straight years. And again, what's fun about these Western Clover Belt Conference rivalries that we have is, again, you want desperately to beat Fall Creek here in these conference games, but now we can be Fall Creek fans, and we can say, hey, go out and do the Western Clover Belt Conference proud as you get into the playoffs. So, again, that's the advantage of them playing. Same with Thorpe, where they play at different divisions than you, as you can wish them the best the rest of the way. And you know, you hope that you can have some camaraderie together in the playoffs, and maybe even at Goodman sometimes if things work out well, where you get two or even the potential for three WCC teams at Goodman. And of course that would be quite the feat, but you never know because of the talent that's in this conference, and they make each other better.
You speak of Grantsburg too, and you know, May 19th, guess who we have on our schedule?
Yeah,
we're making a trip down to Grantsburg to face, you know, I believe they're number one in Division Three, so it's again another team you want to play going into the playoffs, and again, it's going to make us better, and that's what you hope for.
Again, McDonald falls to Fall Creek 15-5. Fall Creek moves to 12-4 on the season. McDonald 6-4. Lady Max now 4-3 in conference play. In the Catbird seats in terms of the conference title race, Fall Creek now at 7-0. Thorpe trying to keep pace, and those teams will play each other a little bit later on in the season. We'll talk with head coach Rick Ruff coming up in just a few moments. We're going to take a one-minute break here on WOGO Sports. Lady Max fall by 10 to Fall Creek in 6. We're back in a minute on WOGO.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by May 31st, receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 5/31/25. Insured by NCUA.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald Baseball and Softball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Max.
Post-game show here on WOGO. We'll chat with head coach Rick Ruff when we can. Enjoying some JV action right now if you're watching the live video stream on Facebook and YouTube. And so we'll keep up with the Lady Max Junior Varsity squad as we regale you with some of the highlights. Here's how it sounded on WOGO Sports. Good to have you with us here on WOGO Sports for Western Cliverbelt Conference Softball. Riley sends the first one deep out into right field, and it is down and in the corner. Riley heading past second. She's cruising toward third. Riley easily into third, standing up, and there's the triple for the McDonald sophomore and the Lady Max in business.
Beautiful hit there by Riley.
Sophomore batting .433 in the cleanup spot, number 10. There, Kelsey whacks the first pitch into left field. It's a 2-1 ball game. How about that? Two-out hitting for McDonald. Kelsey and Riley, your pitchers, your sophomores.
And Grace Harum.
Her first time up, then struck out. That was back in the second. Her third plate appearance comes here in the fifth. Down 0-1. Grounder right past the third baseman, and Kendall Heffler aboard, and she is heading for second. Will dive in safe at second. A double for Kendall Heffler, and McDonald in business here with a runner in scoring position. Sophomore. 14-1. Fall Creek with the lead. In the bottom of the fifth. Popped into shallow center. It'll drop for a base hit for Kelsey Bremnes. One is in. Riley slides into third. She is safe. It's 14-2. Kelsey Bremnes gets it done for McDonald. And runners stay at the corners. She had a couple flyouts. Again, just two plate appearances here in the fifth. As Grace Harum has worked pretty quickly. Kind of a buzzsaw through the McDonald lineup. Lady Max trying to show some fight here. 1-1 pitch, popped high into the air, into the outfield, in the gap! One is in! Another one coming in to score, sliding into second, a two RBI double. Claire Ruff makes it 14-4. McDonald back within 10. Your radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Ball two. Wine and Kugel, the patient senior. Steps back in, digs in from the right side. Harum, 2-1 pitch. Grounded right past Harum. It's bobbled at second, and they're safe at first, second, and third. And a run's going to come in to score, and this game's going to keep on going. And that's how it sounded here on WOGO Sports. Again, watching the McDonald JV battle right now, and head coach Rick Ruff joins us. And, coach, again, state caliber opponent in Fall Creek, and the game got away a little bit early on in the season. But one of the things Jason and I were talking about is that fifth inning when, again, you needed to score four to keep the game going, and the girls really responded.
Yes, they did. That's the positive thing about this team for years, is that they just continue to play and play and play. Again, it just gets back to what we talked about every time in the pregame, that if we don't play defense, we're not going to be competitive.
And again, Fall Creek just puts so much pressure on your defense because they're able to get base runner after base runner aboard too, and you really need to be perfect out there, and that's always what you strive for. But again, any little error, they're going to take advantage of it. And so, again, I am sure there are a lot of teaching points coming out of this game as well, too, saying we can't let up. We have to have that focus in the field constantly.
Yes. Again, you can look at the first game we played them in, that 5-4 ball game where we played that kind of defense. And we're going to have to find out and figure out how to play that kind of defense on a regular basis, because this team is more than capable of doing that. We just need to get focused.
What are other positives that you take out of this game, Coach? I thought, again, Jasmine Gerber coming into this game, too, facing, again, one of the more potent lineups that you're going to see. She, again, battled and not everything went her way, but coming in relief of Riley today, I thought she really did some nice things at times.
She did. It's all with repetition. I think that she's going to have a good career yet. She's got a lot of good things going for her. She keeps working hard. As long as, you know, as we can stay focused, and we have to help people out. We have to be more productive defensively. If that's really a thing to say, is be productive defensively, but we need to be playing a high caliber defense all the time. And this team, that's, you know, like I said, that's a disappointing part about this team, is that they're capable of it. They know they're capable of it, and we just got to figure out how to do it on a regular basis.
And when you look at who you're playing tomorrow, again, Prescott and Hudson, they're going to test that defense again, too. Again, higher divisions, high quality programs as well, too. And again, yeah, you want to win at the end of the day, but you want to get better, and that's the higher goal, I would assume. And again, those opponents tomorrow have a chance to make this team a lot better coming out of the weekend.
Yes, that is true. We have to be competitive. Grace is a great pitcher, and we hit her pretty well. I mean, I think this might have been as well as we've hit her ever. Didn't play. I keep saying this over and over again. I hate to beat the dead horse, as they say, but if we don't play defense, it doesn't matter what we do offensively. We're not going to put up 30 runs against a team like that. So we got to figure it out, and I think we will. The girls were talking about it after the pregame. It was really nice to see them take the initiative to point out things that they did themselves, things that they were disappointing them. Their own teammates in and ready to go back to work.
And again, you get a chance to get right back to work tomorrow. We're happy to be able to go on that road trip to Prescott with you. We'll see you tomorrow, Coach, for two.
All right, thank you.
That's head coach Rick Ruff. We'll step out for 2 minutes to put a bow on this one. McDonald falls to Fall Creek 15-5. We're back in two.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Went with the curveball for a called strike three. Strikes out the side, five in a row.
Shepard gets a nice piece of this one, sends it out deep to center field, and it's gone!
The 0-2 pitch.
Swinging strike three, puncher out, and that's the game.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
WHEO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. We'll give you a few extra minutes of JV action to enjoy here on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Again, thank you to Carter Jagger back at our WHEO studios in Halley. And also Gavin Bovey, our intrepid on-site camera operator and video producer. We'll be making that road trip tomorrow to Prescott for the Prescott Invitational. And Jason Bovey, you're joining me again for two tomorrow. And weather should be a lot warmer, we hope. but also caliber of opponent doesn't let up a whole lot when you talk about some of these top teams in Division III. So playing Fall Creek twice, playing Grantsburg, as you mentioned, on May 19th. And then I believe you said that Prescott is also ranked in Division III as well, too. Yeah. So, I mean, going up a division and playing some of the best of the best.
Yeah, Prescott's, from what I saw, is 7th in Division III, and Fall Creek was 5th. And again, Hudson, like you said, you know, Division I team, they played our across the street neighbors, Chi-High, and they battled Chi-High. So,
yeah,
you know, we're going to see some good quality opponents tomorrow. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to warmer weather.
Yes.
Enough of this cold stuff.
And, again, when you face some of these higher division teams, some of these high-level teams, your pitchers get tested, but also, again, your batting order, you're facing some really tough pitching, sometimes multiple pitchers, but we've seen the pitcher from Hudson a couple times here on WOGO, Isabella Schiavone, I think it is, and again, she's can really throw some heat, has some power as well, two pretty good locations, so that's going to be a test. We'll find out more about Prescott as well, too, but you don't get to top 10 ranking in the state without good pitching, and that's certainly going to be a great battle for some of these talented McDonald hitters, and in some ways for some of the girls in this lineup too, as you're trying to maybe get back on the horse a little bit too, and see the bats starting to heat up, that can be an opportunity to say, hey, if we can hit these pitchers, we can hit anybody.
And that's what you want, right? You want you want to be ready when playoff softball comes around, and that's exactly why you're playing these higher quality opponents, and just to be battle tested.
Well, McDonald, again, will get the chance. 11:55, our planned pregame for McDonald and Prescott, and then McDonald and Hudson at the Prescott Invitational. Same bat time, same bat channel here on WOGO Sports. Again, you're watching right now the WOGO Sports Live video stream. McDonald JV action, and again, looking ahead at our WOGO Sports calendar, which you can find at WOGO.com. Next time for McDonald baseball will be coming up on Tuesday as the McDonald boys will battle Augusta right here at Casper. And on the baseball side of things, Jason, as well, they've been battling a lot as well, kind of up and down in conference play. I know took a couple tough losses to Bloomer, but Coach Riemann Schneider, again, I think has a lot of confidence in the veteran experience of his squad, and they're hoping to get hot at the right time as well, too, as we get into May and then hopefully into June baseball and softball.
Yeah, I unfortunately haven't had a chance to watch the boys play, you know, often, because I'm always at the girls' games, but, you know, you hear about, you know, those boys doing a good job over there, and again, a good group of guy athletes for that baseball team. What is there, seven? How many? Quite a few seniors on that.
Yeah, I think right around seven seniors. And again, a good junior class as well, mm-hmm. too. And so, again, a lot of experience for Coach Riemann Schneider's squad. We're going to take another quick two-minute break here, and then we'll put a bow on this one from Casper Park. Again, firmly underneath the lights on an overcast night here in Casper. McDonald falls in 6-2 Fall Creek, 15-5. We'll be back in 2 to tie things up on WOGO.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Went with the curveball for a called strike 3. Strikes out the side, 5 in a row.
Shepard gets a nice piece of this one, sends it out deep to center field, and it's gone! The 0-2 pitch, swinging strike 3, puncher out, and that's the game.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Well, time to wrap this one up here on WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Caleb Swenson, Jason Bovey, getting you set tomorrow for McDonald's softball. Four games in 3 days. They'll play a doubleheader at the Prescott Invitational. They fall here to Fall Creek 15-5. But again, just final thoughts here, Jason. Coach Ruff mentioned this again multiple times, same as you did. Defense, defense, defense with this team, and basically saying, we're too talented in so many areas to not play the kind of defense that we should. And once that defense comes along, again, minimize maybe some of those, I don't know if you'd call them mental errors, but, you know, throwing errors, things like that too, where it's makeable plays, you minimize some of those mistakes. There's so much talent on this team that they could go a long way.
You know, when you talk about the mental part of the game, I mean, for these high school age girls, it's so hard. And I, when I coach my girls, you try to talk to them about, you know, being where your feet are.
You know,
one play at a time. The only thing on a mistake that you're gonna, you know, benefit from, and the only thing you're gonna do from that is grow. Recognize that and be in the now, be in the current play. You talk to Coach Huntington and UW-Eau Claire, and the mental part of this game is, I mean, and that's what Fall Creek thrives on, you know.
Yeah.
We talked about it before the game, and, you know, stopping the short game, you know, base runner, you know, he likes to make defense or opposing teams feel uncomfortable and make those tough plays, and that's what he did tonight.
And again, they're hoping that you crack on that mental side of things before they do, that you're going to be the first one to make a mistake. And then, again, if you give them a foot in the door, this Fall Creek team, they'll blow things wide open. And so, again, one of the big positives, I think, that Coach Ruff mentioned is the girls themselves going to one another and owning some of the mistakes and saying, hey, we can and will get better. We have to get better in the field, and looking forward to seeing that tomorrow. Jason, thanks for doing the game here with me tonight. Yeah. Looking forward to it tomorrow as well. And again, join us right before noon, live on the road from Prescott. Thanks to Carter Jagger back at the WOGO studios in Halley. Thanks to Gavin Bovey for running our live video stream on site here tonight. Once again, your final score, Fall Creek 15, McDonald 5 in 6 innings. This has been McDonald Lady Mac Softball, presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night from Casper.
WOGO, your sports station.
Coverage of the Lady Macs is brought to you by Royal Credit Union, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Toys and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, H&R Electric, Stelter Incorporated, East Loken and Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying, and Quality Propane and Fuels. This has been McDonald's Softball on WOGO Sports. We now return to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO.